Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos, daf Ayin Daled. Begin 19 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, explaining the Machlekes in our Mishnah regarding the Michas Chayte of a Kayan, which we know the flower offerings of Kahanim are generally totally burnt on the Mizbeach, in contrast to a regular Yisrael. When he brings his Mincha, there's a fistful, that's the Kemitza, that's burnt on the Mizbeach, the rest is eaten by the Kahanim. By the Mincha, the Kayan generally gets totally burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Tanakhama held, so when the Kayan is a sinner and he has to bring a Mincha, so then also the whole Mincha is just burnt as is on the Mizbeach. But Reb Shimon disagreed, as our Gemara is going to quote him as the first opinion, and says that no, there's actually, you do the Kemitza, you burn it on Mizbeach, and then you burn the rest also on the Mizbeach. And now our Gemara will introduce a Braisa that brings a third opinion. Tanya Idich, learn a different Braisa. Reb Shimon Naimer, he says, as we quote in the Mishnah, the Minchas Chaytish Shal Kahanim Nikmetzes. It says the Kayan's sin offering, when, as the good line before in the Gemara was talking about by Zadon Shvuah, if he deliberately lied regarding knowing testimony and he can't afford it, so a carbon elibiyari he brings his poorest carbon is that of a mincha. So he says a kemitza is done. And although it's all burned on the mizbeach, but you do the activity of a kemitza, you burn it separately, and then you burn the shirayim, the leftovers also separately on the mizbeach. Now, the third opinion brings the Braisa, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Oimer, the son of Reb Shimon, Reb Lazar. He says the following opinion. He says, HaKoymitz Karav Ba'atzmai. This is similar to his father, that we do a Kemitza on the Michas Chayte V'Kanim, and the Koymitz is burned separately by itself. V'Asherayim Mispazun Al Beis Hadeshen. The leftovers are then dispersed on the place of where the ashes are. Now, Amar B'Chir Barabba, he says, Havi Barab Yechon, and Yechon wondered, Beis Hadeshen Dehecha. Blessed Reb Shimon, when he says that the remnants, after the fistful of is taken off and burnt the Mizbeach, that it's then dispersed on the place of the ashes, which area of ashes is he talking about? And that is Ida L'mala, if he's talking about that which is on the top, meaning the ashes that are gathered on top of the Mizbeach, meaning essentially what he's saying is that the Shiraim, the leftovers, are then put on top of the Mizbeach. And he's exactly like the second opinion of his father, Reb Shimon, who also says that the remnants are then put on top of the Mizbeach and is burnt there where the ashes are, where it's being burnt on top of the Mizbeach. And Ida L'mata, and if he means, as normally would mean when you put it in the place of the ashes, it means Al Shevach HaDeshen, the place where all the ashes, the different parts which are not burnt on Mizbeach, like the crop of the bird and Trumas HaDeshen, which is near the ramp in the Azara, that's where it's dispersed. On that, the question is, Yesh Lecha Davish Akarv L'mata, is there anything that's sacrificed on the bottom? What does that mean? What are you doing with the Shirayim? He's saying initially you're going to go ahead and put it over there. There's nothing that of a mincha that has to be sacrificed that's going to be put on the bottom, on the floor of the Azara. We always sacrifice things on top of Mizbeach. Samli Rabbi said to him, Dimli Ibud, maybe in this situation you don't have to burn it. Rather, what Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon is saying is that you disperse it all Beis HaDeshen on the bottom, to be lost, to be wasted, as other things that we do that, like the crop of the bird, it's not sacrificed, and therefore it's dispersed, al beis hadeshen. Sachichula, they laughed at this response of Rababa, because v'chiyesh lecha davish hakarv li'ibud, do you think there's anything that initially is separated and designated to be thrown away? What does that mean? How could you say that that's what we do with the shirayim of the Michas Chayte of Kahanim, that the shirayim is thrown there, al beis hadeshen? Something comes puzzle, so we put it over there. But something that's an essential part of a carbon, you think you put it there on the bottom to be lost? Now, however, Tani Avud Rabavin, the father Rabavin, taught a brisa to explain the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that yes, most definitely, in this halacha, it is separated to be lost, to be thrown away, and therefore he says, you put al beis hadeshen, as he brings the following brisa. We're discussing over here in the case of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that the Michas Chayte of Kahanim. So the Pasuk in Vayikra says, Kol Michas Kayin Kol Tia. Every mincha, every flower offering of a kayin should be totally burnt. That's how we're generally going to translate it. But it doesn't say tokter. It just says Kol Tia, it'll be total. Lo Siachel, it should not be eaten. Now, says the Braisa, L'achila Hikshesio. We're comparing this pasuk, that's talking about the mincha of a kayin, to the previous pasuk, which was talking about the chavitin, which is the daily mincha offering that the kayin gadol brings. That for what are we comparing it? Just like the chavitin of the kohen gadol, as the pasuk says, lo siachal, it shouldn't be eaten. But v'leila davar acher, we're not comparing it for any other halacha, meaning like the chavitin, which also the shirayim, the leftovers are also burnt because it's totally burnt on the mizbeach. Regarding this, we're not comparing it, only for not to eat it. Okay, but what do you do with the leftovers? That's like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon who holds yes, because it's just dispersed on the place of the ashes; it's just thrown away. Now, however, the Gemara asks, "My Ka'amar, what exactly is this Braisa saying?" In this pasuk itself, it says kol tia. It says that it should be totally burned. So how are you learning out from over here that it's just for not eating, but for the burning, you're not going to burn it all in the mizbech, and that the shrine you're going to put on the place of the ashes? But it says kol tia. So Abaye says, no, hachikama. This is what the Braisa is saying in the explanation of the pasuk. You have to read the pasuk as follows. Kol minchas kain, every mincha b'kain, skipping the word kol tia for now, loy siyachal, should not be eaten. Because that's going back on the minchas of chayvasai, of the obligatory mincha of a kohen, which is the minchas chayti of the kohen, which he has to bring. That's saying loy siyachal. Now, so too, in the pasuk says it has to be kol. Kol tia, what's that going back on? That's on the dvasai. That's when the kohen donates a mincha. Yeah, that's totally burnt on the mizbeach. Now, the reason for this is because if you would think that this whole pasuk is talking about by one mincha, as it sounds like, if one just reads the pasuk, then the pasuk should have just said, kol tia, totally burnt. And of course, I would know it's not eaten, because it's totally being burnt. Rather, says Abaye, and that's how the Braisa knows how to interpret this pasuk, they were talking about two different halachas. And that when it starts off, it's talking about that of chayvasai, which is what the end of the pasuk refers to when it says loy siyachal, and when in the middle of the pasuk says kol tia, that's nitvasai. So by the minchas chayti the kohen, all we know is not to eat it. So that's all it says, but not to burn it. That's going on nitvasai. What do you do with the leftovers? So you throw it away. You put it al beis hadash, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Now, however, in this interpretation of Abaye, Amalei Rava, Rava says to him, Sakina charifa mafsika kroya. A sharp knife here is cutting up this pasuk in an inverted way. Because you're expounding the end of the pasuk to the beginning. You start off reading the pasuk, kol minchas kayin. This is a pasuk in Yikravav, pasuk tazayin, that says, in every mincha of a kayin, then you skip towards kol tia, and you go loy siyachal, going back in the beginning of the pasuk. So Elam Rava, rather, Rava says the same outcome as Abaye, but he interprets the pasuk differently. It says, kol minchas kayin kol tia, read it contiguous. Every mincha b'kayin should be totally burned. That's going on the dvasai, on his donated carbon. Same idea like Abaye said in the explanation of the Braisa, but he's reading it differently. Lo yisiyachal, what the end of the passage says, donated, that's going on chavasai, that's going as obligatory minchas chayte, that all it says, not to eat it, but you don't burn it all on the mizbeach, rather you throw the shirayim al beis hadashen. Which the Meshita Mekubetz is Noi Zayin as, so then what's the difference between the version of Abaye and that of Rava, if they're both saying the same idea? And moreover, what would be the understanding of Abaye, who inverts the Pasuk and starts it off reading about the Michas Chayv, skips words, and the end of the Pasuk is talking about that, and then the middle of the Pasuk is talking about Nidvasai. So the Meshita Mekubetz explains that the understanding of the Gemara is that the Pasuk V'chol Michas Kayin, as we're talking about this pasuk, is going back on the pasuk before that, which was talking about a different obligatory mincha, because that's talking about the minchas chavitin, that the kohen had to bring every day, which is an obligation. So therefore, it would seem more appropriate to say when this next pasuk says, v'chol minchas kayin, is also talking about a minchas chayva. And that, if it's talking about minchas chayva, and we have to explain this opinion of Elazar ben Shimon, then we have to say that it's the end of the pasuk of loy siyachal that's going back on the beginning of the pasuk. Because that's what the halacha of the minchas chayv is, just loy siyachal. In contrast, Rava sees that as definitely contrived to cut up this pasuk and invert it, and therefore he goes through in a situation in b'diavad to say a different interpretation that no, when the pasuk starts over minchas kain is going on every mincha b'kain, both as minchas nedava and as minchas chayv. Because although the previous pasuk was talking about minchas chayva, fine, but now it's talking about every mincha of a kain. And that's what the pasuk is talking about. V'chol minchas kain, whether nedava or chayva, then it says, what's their halachas? Two different halachas. The sense says the pasuk kol tia, that's for his nedava. When it says l'siyachal, it's talking about his minchas chayva, and therefore that's better for him, because it's not so difficult, because the pasuk is talking about both minchas chayva and minchas nedava. When it says v'chol minchas kain, every mincha of a kain, but then it says what type is which one. So therefore, that's why he says it differently, but they're both coming out with the same conclusion for the opinion of Elazar ben Shimon. You see in this braisa that for minchas chayte, all you see is loy siyachal. In contrast, that's the minchas nedava that's totally burnt on the mizbech. However, the Gemara asks, ve'epecha no, but I would say the opposite. Maybe the minchas chayva of the kain is totally burnt on the mizbech, and maybe his minchas nedava is not. Is only just not eaten, but dispersed on the ashes and not totally burnt. Says the Gemara, no, mistaber nedvasai have a little rebuya. It's more logical to say that we're going to be including the michas nedava of a kain to be like the chavitin, which is totally burnt on the mizbeach. Why? Shekein Tadira. First of all, that they're both constant, because a kain can bring in the dove every single day, just like the chavitnik, which comes every single day, in contrast to a sin, a kain's not sinning every day. More of a loichati, both of them are not coming for sins, in contrast to the mechas chayva, which is a mechas chayte. And also, third of all, basim reiche. The two of them, the mechas nedava of a kain and the mechas chavitn of the kain gadol, they have a good aroma, because they're both mixed with oil and with frankincense, and therefore has a good aroma, in contrast to the mechas chayte. Or another interpretation is that actually by both Mechas Nedava and the Mechas Chavitin, the Pasuk says Reich Nechayach, in contrast to the Mechas Chayti, like we say, which is not constant, comes for sin, not mixed with oil, and it doesn't say Reich Nechayach. On that, the Gemara asks, but Adrabba, to the contrary, Chayvasa Havel Ribuyi, we should have included the Mechas Chayva, the Chayte of the Kayin, to be like the previous Pasuk of the Chavitin, which that's the one that's totally burnt in Mizbeach, because Shekein Isarin, what it shares together with the Mechas Chavitin is that both the Chavitin and the Mechas Chayte could only be one Isarin of flour, contrast to Mechas Nadava, a person could donate even 60 Yisraelim in one vessel, and Chayva, both of them are obligatory in contrast to the Mechas Nadava. So it's like, oh yeah, but Hanach Nefesh, and that of Nadava shares more commonality with the Chavitin, and therefore that's going to be the one that we're including in the previous pasuk, which says, Kol Tokter, be totally burned on Mizbech, like the Chavitin is going to be in Mechas Nadava, and the Mechas Chayte is only Loisei Achal, again, like the opinion of Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Now, the Gemara goes back now and asks, but Rabbanan, who disagree with Reb Shimon, and they say, not like Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, not like Reb Shimon, they say the Mechas Kahanim didn't even have a kmitza done with it. It was totally burned on Mizbech, just like all the Minchas Kahanim. They hold that there's no difference. So according to them, Haikol Minchas Kain Kol Tia Loisiyachal May Avdile. So what do they do with this Pasuk? Meaning we were understanding this Pasuk, we said, what does it say Loisiyachal if it says Kol Tia? If you're totally burning a Mizbeach, then you don't have to say you're not eating it. So he said, no, it's actually talking about two different Menachas. But according to the Rabbana that don't differentiate between the Minchas Kain of Nedava or Chayva, so what are you doing with this Pasuk? So he said, they need it as we learned in the following Braisa. The Braisa says, as we're comparing these two psukim, the first pasuk is talking about the mechas chavit, and the next pasuk is talking about kom mechas kayin, which is the pasuk we're discussing, what if it's referring to nedava or chayva or all of them. So says the Braisa, only ela el yayna. So I would only know regarding the previous pasuk, which is talking about the mechas chavit, that it would have the halacha, as the pasuk there says, b'chol takter, that it would be totally have to be burnt on the mizbeach. But if one would eat it, one wouldn't be violating a negative prohibition. One just wouldn't be fulfilling the positive commandment of totally burning on the Mizbech. And v'tachtoyne, and the later pasuk, the second one, regarding the other minchas of Kahanim, that there I would know, b'loy sayachal, that it's not allowed to be eaten, as the pasuk there says, but I wouldn't know that it has to be totally burnt on the Mizbech. Because although it says the word kol tia, it doesn't say kol tokter. So kol just means it has to be totally, totally what? It doesn't say. So I wouldn't know that it has to be totally burnt on the Mizbech. How do I know to apply each one's halachas with the other one, that both of them have to be called totally burned on Mizbeach, and that both of them have a negative prohibition if one were to eat it? Tamalayma, that's what you need, the words in the pasuk over here, that when it says kol, when it says by the chavitin kol takter, and kol it says kol ti in this pasuk of the minchas kaihanim, totally it says by both of them is l'gzeirah shavah, it's l'gzeirah shavah. Nemarkan kalil, it says over here by the Mechas Kainim kalil, and then Malahalim kalil says over there in the previous pasuk by the Chavitin kalil. Malahalim b'kol takter, just like by the Mechas Chavitin it says, has to be totally burned on the Mizbeach. Afkan b'kol takter, here also by the regular Mincha of a Kahanim, in all situations like the Rabban hold, has to be totally burned on the Mizbeach. And so too the Gzeir Shavah works the opposite direction. Umakan litin leisase al chalase, just like over here it says, loisei achal by the Mechas Kahanim, there's a negative prohibition not to eat it. Also over there by the Minchas Chavitin is a negative prohibition for one to eat the any part of the Mincha of the Chavit Kain Gadol. And that's what this pasuk is teaching according to the Rabban. Now, continuing on a related discussion, the Gemara says, Bay Ravina. Ravina had the following question. Kayin she'ochel minei mur. A Kayin, although he eats from Kachim, but he eats one of the sacrificial parts that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, the kidneys of the animal, the diaphragm. Mahu, what's going to be the halacha of that Kayin? So says the Gemara, lav dezaris, the negative prohibition of a non kayin, generally that's how it's translated, where it says v'chol zar lo yechol kaidish, anyone who is a foreigner is a better translation, is not allowed to eat the holy thing. Says the Gemara continues on Tamid Beis, like me bayli, that I don't have a question. Where most definitely the kayin is liable fitin de murim, because although he's not a zar in regard to eating the meat of certain karbanas, but regarding a murim, he's a foreigner, because that's not supposed to be eaten by anyone, that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So regarding that, for sure, he's violating that iser. Kikami Baili, my question was, lav de kol tiyamai. What's halacha regarding this, that we said that when something has to be totally burnt on the mizbeach, does that apply to anything that should be totally burnt on the mizbeach? Or that's only in the context of this pasuk, which is talking about by Menachas? Menachas has kol tiyah, and that's where, if one eats from it, he violates that commandment of totally burning on the mizbeach. But by the Emurin, although it's supposed to be burned, one will not violate it because it's not the context of the mincha. So Amar Rav Aaron LeRavina, he says, Tashema, let's bring a ride to time, learn a brayser. But Lazam, he says, Kol Shu B'Kol Tia, whatever is in the halacha of that it should be totally burnt on the mizbeach, like a kohen who eats a mechas kohen, who's chai because of Kol Tia, it's litan leisa salichalase. That's telling you that it's giving you a negative prohibition on the consumption. So also over here by the Emurin, where it's supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach, he's also going to get a negative prohibition for eating those Emurim, and therefore not only is he going to be liable for Zar Lo Yechol Kodesh, he's also going to be liable for the Isser of Kol Tia, of not to eat it, just like we find by the Mincha. Just like over there where it says Kol Tia, you get Lo Yechol. Also over here, it's going to be violating the Isser of eating something that should be burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, in contrast to the previous Mishnah, our Mishnah continues. We had said that generally a mincha, as the parak had opened up, ele menachas nekmatzis, that these menachas, there's a part that's eaten by the mizbeach, which is the kemitza, v'shirea lekahanim, and the leftover is eaten by the kehanim. So it's eating by the mizbeach, legvaya, and eating by a person by the kehanim. In contrast, our Mishnah says the following lists that are only by kehanim and only by the mizbeach. Minchas Kehanim, the mincha of a kohen, as we mentioned before, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, like the Chavitna, as we mentioned before, that brought by the Kohen Gadol, who's called the anointed kohen, or Minchas Nesachim, and the flour that comes as with the libations of a carbon, oil, and shlam, certain karbanas, le mizbeach, these only go on the mizbeach, ve'im behem lekehanim, and no part of it goes to the kehanim. It's regarding these areas, these halachas, that the strength of the altar is greater than that of the kohanim, because the kohanim don't get any portion of it. In contrast, shtei halechem, the two breads of wheat, the first ones of the new grain on Shavuos, and v'lechem upon them, the 12 showbreads that are on the shulchan every Shabbos, nachal mekanim, are only eaten by the kohanim, ve'im behem lemizbech, and the altar gets no portion of that. And it's regarding these that the strength of the kohanim is greater than that of the altar. Now, the Gemara asks on the list of our Mishnah of the Suleka, is there nothing more than what we had mentioned that are going to be totally for the Mizbeach, that our Mishnah said, Bezeh Yafakayach HaMizbeach, it's in these that have the strength of the Mizbeach over the Avakanim, Baveka Ayla, it's Karban Ayla. Karban Ayla is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. Why isn't that mentioned in the list that is only for the Mizbeach and not for Kanim? Says the Gemara, no, Ika Ayla Kanim, because the hide of the animal goes to the Kanim, so it's not totally for the Mizbeach. And that is there's the bird oil which has no leather, has no hide, and it's totally burnt on Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, yeah, Ika Mayru Avanaitza, but there's the crop and there's the feathers which are not totally, they're not put on the Mizbeach, rather put on the side of the Mizbeach. So it's not totally for the Mizbeach, so it's not considered like those items mentioned in the Mishnah which are totally given to the Mizbeach. And that is the Ika Nesachim, there's the wine libations which are totally put on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, no, the sheet nozzle, they go into pipes. There was a little pipe on the edge of the Mizbeach, which the wine went down, as the Gemara says, Mesech the Sukkah. So it's not really being put on the Mizbeach, because it goes down onto the ground. So on that is the Gemara, but Umay Bezu, what did the Mishnah mean when it said, Bezu Yafakayach, in this, the strength of the Mizbeach is greater than that of the Kehanim? What was the necessity of saying that? Obviously, because we have no doubt regarding anything that we're saying in the Mishnah that we have to exclude, because all those which are eaten are written in Psukim, so we know that those which are eaten by the Kehanim. So what are we trying to say when we're saying, oh, it's this list, and what are we excluding? So the Gemara Lafukim in the Shmuel, we'll come to exclude from the Shmuel. Because the Amar Shmuel, he had said, a masnad of yayin, someone donates wine without a carbon, not as nesachim. Says Shmuel, what does the person do with that wine? Mevi'ay u'mezalfei agabi ishmi, he brings it and he pours it on top of the fires of the Mizbeach, which that would be something that's totally on the Mizbeach. It would be one of those things that are Yafakayach Mizbeach. Kamash Malan, that's what our Mishnah is teaching, that only these, Bezu Yafakayach Mizbeach. But something that we did not mention, that of wine, is not totally put on the Mizbeach. Rather, one would pour it like other Nesachim, the Lashit Nasli, that they go to the pipes. That's what our Mishnah is teaching when they're saying Bezu Yafakayach Mizbeach, excluding that of wine. However, at the same time, says the Gemara Mesayele, our Mishnah, however, does support a different of halacha of Lishmol, of Shmol. Because Amar Shmuel, his head said, Mesnadav Shemen, which is also something that we didn't say in the Mishnah, is totally for the Mizbeach. Someone donates oil. He says, Kaintzai, what the Kain does, he takes a fistful of the oil and burns that kmitza of oil on the Mizbeach. V'sheyarav nechal, and then the leftovers are eaten, which is not totally the Mizbeach. So that's like the Mishnah, which didn't mention the halacha of Shemen. Now, the reason for that is that Shmuel differentiates between oil, that he holds a person could take a fistful, and therefore that's the halacha when you donate Shem, and the conscious way yain, he said you can't take a fistful, and therefore it's totally put on the fires. And so regarding wine, the Mishnah is excluding from him, but regarding Shemen, we see the Mishnah agrees to him, that doesn't mention it as kulei l'mizbeach. Now, the second list the Mishnah had mentioned was shtei alechem alechem apan, the two breads of Shavuos and the 12 showbreads of every Shabbos. Those are totally for the kanim and not for the mizbeach. Those are the two that it said Yafa Kayach Kahanim. That is the Gemara of Suleka is doing nothing more that is only for the Kahanim. Veika Chatas Saif, but is the bird Chatas, which none of that part of the animal is burnt on the Mizbeach, is all given to the Kahanim. So why isn't that mentioned? So the Gemara, Ikadama, it has its blood which is sprayed onto the Mizbeach. But I ask the Gemara, Veika Leg Shemin Shal Mitzayra, but is the leg of oil of the Mitzayra, which all of that is given to the Kahanim, it's not burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara, Ikamat Naisa. There's still the gifts of the oil which are sprayed on the pareches or towards the pareches in the heichel, where it says v'hizem and Hashem et beetz boi shevepam lefnei Hashem, that he sprays from the oil on his fingers 7 times in front of Hashem. So therefore, that's not all given to the Kahanim. Now here too, the Gemara asks, "My bezu, what does it mean when it says and it's this that we have that's yafa koyach hakahanim?" It's lafuki miman dam. It's coming to exclude from the one who says in Perakat Chelis that shtei halechem habos befnei atzman, if the two breads of Shavuos, if they come by themselves, let's say when there are no lambs, there's no kivsei atzeres to bring with, which the halacha is. So when it comes by itself, there's an opinion that says l'sreifas, and then the breads are not eaten, rather they're burnt. Kamash Malan, that's what our Mishnah is teaching, that no, debizu yafa koyecha kahanim, that it's in this area of these two halachas of the lechem apanim and the shtei alechem, that the strength of the kahanim are strong, le'olam, that it's always going to be like that, not like that opinion, but rather the kahanim are always going to be eating the shtei alechem, even when they're brought alone. Now the Gemara continues the next Mishnah on the halachas of the flour offerings. Kolam anachas hanasas bekli. All flour offerings that are prepared in a vessel, which Gemara is going to explain what's that excluding from, because generally all menachas are prepared in a vessel. Tunis shleish matan shemen requires 3 gifts, 3 different times of putting oil in that mincha. There's yitzika, there's the pouring, which actually this is in reverse order. Ubalila, when there's mixing. Umatan shemen bekli koyin lasiyasin, and then there's the putting of the oil into the vessel before the mincha is being made. Meaning, first they put oil in the vessel. Then they put the flour on top of that. Then they knead it together in lukewarm. Then they put oil again, which is when they mix it. That's called the balila, that's the middle stage. And then they put oil again on the top after that to fulfill the mitzvah of a yitzika of pouring. Now, continues the Mishnah. Now, in regards to specifically the michas machavas and marcheshes, which is when it's fried, the flour offering, either in a shallow pan or in a deep pan. So when they're chalois, when they're finally baked, so that's when baylan, that's when you're going to go ahead and mix it, meaning after it was baked, then you're going to go ahead and crumble up the baked mincha, and then you'll do the middle stage of putting oil and mixing it. That's Divri Rebbe. The sages say, no, soilus. When it's still flour, that's when you do the middle stage, meaning you put in the oil, you put in the flour, and according to the Chachamim, it's at that point that you go ahead and mix in the oil and mix it again. And only then, later, do you go ahead and you fry it. Now, continuing to a different category of menachas, the michas mafe, of the baked mincha, not fried, and not that which is the raw flour of the michas seilis, rather that which is baked. And as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that there's 2 types of michas mafe, there's chalas, there's rekikin. So on that says the Mishnah, hachalis, so the chalas version, which are like breads, although they're matzah, they're tunas belila. They need this stage of belila, of mixing it with oil. But the rekikin meshicha, in contrast, the wafer type of this mechas mafe, they actually don't have balila. They're actually, because as we said, that according to the opinions that either before you bake it or, but the point is that you crumble it up and then you mix it, balila, with oil. So here it says by the rekikin, no, you keep it whole and you just smear it with oil. That's in place of the balila that you do for the chalas. And that says the Mishnah Ketz and Moshchan, how do you smear the Rekikin? It's Kimin Ki. It's like this Greek letter Ki, which is like our Hebrew Tes, which is like the distance that between the thumb and the index finger, which looks like a tes. That's how you smear it around like that semicircle on the rekikin. Vashar, and the rest of the oil, because by the chalas you mix it all together. But here, if you're smearing it, there's only that much you can smear. What do you do the rest of the oil? It's nachal l'kahanim, it's eaten by the kahanim. Now the Gemara asks, as we had alluded to in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said that all menachas that are made in a vessel have these three types of gifts of oil on that mincha, l'mu'utei ma, what's that coming to exclude? So my Papa says, l'mu'utei minchas mafe, it's coming to exclude the baked mincha, which, that they're first baked in the oven, that what we're excluding is, the Gemara is going to explain later on, is from the last stage of oil, the yitzika, that's not done on the minchas mafe. It's only those which are made in the vessel, not in the oven, that's where you have all three gifts of the oil. Now, explain the halacha about Mishnah, Tanabon, Linda, Brisa. Where do we know that there's these three gifts of oil? So the pasuk says, minchas marcheshes karbanecha, if your carbon, your sacrifice, is a flour offering of a deep pan flour offering, so soilis b'shemen te'asa, flour in the oil you should make. What do you mean, flour in the oil you should make? It sounds like that you should put the soilis into the oil, which obviously sounds like it's telling us that the oil has to be there in the vessel first before you make it, before you put in the flour. Says the Braisa, malama shatu'in the matan shemen b'kli, that teaches us that the first thing you have to do is put the oil in the vessel. Now, this pasuk is obvious from the pasuk. It's talking about minchas marcheshes. But, as the Bryce is about to explain, we learn out gzeir shava of karbanecha, where here it says karbanecha, as the pasuk says, by marcheshes, and then also says karbanecha by the machavas. Now, by machavas, as the Bryce is shortly going to explain, it says the other two gifts of belila and yitzika, of mixing it with the oil and pouring the oil at the end. But it doesn't say about putting the oil in the beginning. Marcheshes, it says putting oil in the beginning, but it doesn't say about the belila and the yitzika. And we learn that one from the other, as the Braisa says, karbanecha, karbanecha, l'gzereshava. We learn l'gzereshava, your carbon, the same word it says karbanecha, which as we continue on top of Ein Hem and Aleph, ma'kan, just like over here by the marcheshes, by the deep pan mincha, ma'an shemen b'kli, you put in the oil first into the vessel, as it says, shalos b'shemen t'yase, afalhal, also over there, by the machavas, ma'an shemen b'kli, you first put in oil into the vessel. Now, so too, we learn out the other way. Ma'alal, just like over there by the machavas, it says, Yitzika ubalila, that you're going to go ahead and do the pouring and the mixing. Afkan, Yitzika ubalila, here also by the Marcheshes, tells us the pouring and the mixing, and that's how we know that they all have these three types, again, which is made in the vessel, in contrast to the other type, the Michas Mafe, which doesn't have Yitzika, but all the other types of Menachas have these three types, which are made in the vessel, that you have first the pouring of the oil, and then you put in the flour, and then you have the, when you mix it, then you pour in the oil, and then at the end, after it's done, you pour in oil again, which are the three stages that our Mishnah said about giving oil in the mincha.